It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode, Kiss of Death Podcast, number one Rockets podcast for Fans First Sports Network. That is the GOAT, Jeremy Brenner. I am Mike Brown, his co-host. Rockets win tonight. And Kiss of Death was in the building this evening. I just got home from the game about 10 minutes ago. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kiss of Death. Jeremy, JB, what's going down?
How kind of you, Mike Brown, to coach the Kings to a loss and so that we could have this W pod. Very, very kind of you.
You're welcome.
W pod, you and I together. Fantastic.
We sat behind, I think, one of like the seven Sacramento Kings fans that are living here in the city of Houston. And he was one of those.
They all live in the city of Houston?
Yeah. They all, like, he was one of those guys that yells after every single play. He's like, brick! Loser! And, like, I went to game with Pops and his buddy Brent, who's in town. And, like, they both look over, and my dad looks over, and he goes, can you tell that guy to shut the you-know-what up? I said, Dad, that guy's got, like, 220 pounds on me. So I think I'm going to not do that.
220 pounds on you? Wow.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I'm a svelte human being. But listen, we're not here to talk about unruly Kings fans. We are here to talk Rockets basketball. Rockets win 107-89. Rockets on a two-game winning streak, Jeremy.
Yes, this is correct. You know, we started off 0-3, and that's the last time we talked, you and I, on Sunday, the Warriors pod. Go check that out if you haven't done so already. There are still some topics that we discussed on that show that are still relevant, even with the current state of the Rockets. But yeah, I mean, like, things are looking up, you know, it's going to take some time. And this is a game too, that I don't think they win last year. I think that, you know, they stayed poised, even though it looks like a 20-point blowout. It wasn't, you know, the game was within like 5 points with like 6 or 7 minutes to go, and the Rockets closed big time and got the job done. And that, I got to give credit to Ime Udoka. Got to give credit to Fred VanVleet for, you know, putting the clamps on. And you got to give credit to Dillon Brooks. Dillon Brooks has been fantastic so far. Probably couldn't ask for anything more from him.
I don't want to say, but I'm going to say, Jeremy Brenner, I've been on that bandwagon since day one. Like, it's so funny to see everybody clamoring for Dillon Brooks. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, guys, I told you. I tried telling you. This is my guy, man. Like, watching the game tonight, did you see him blow a kiss to the Kings bench? That was sexy. Like,
kiss of death, the kiss of Dill.
Oh, Dillon the villain, Brooks. Fred VanVleet. And I'll tell you who had a hell of a game tonight, Jeremy Brenner. Jabari Smith was really good tonight. And it's so funny because I'm watching this game. First of all, Sacramento without De'Aaron Fox is not very good. They're just not. Like, Keegan Murray, I feel like, is taking a step back. Watching him tonight, he was terrible for them tonight. Harrison Barnes doesn't have that much left in the bank. I didn't even know Alex Len was still in the league, to be honest with you, Jeremy. Like, Alex Len has made a lot of money in this league for how long he's been in the league. I thought he was selling insurance near the University of Maryland. I did not think he was still in this league.
You know, for a top five pick to have a 10-year career, it's, you know, pretty normal.
I do have a pretty funny story for you. So the Kings fan that was yelling the entire game, for some reason, he thought Shangoon was from China. Like, every time Shangoon touched the ball, he was like, go back to China. And I finally look at him. I'm like, you know he's from not China, right? And he goes, so? I'm like, okay, guy, you know what? Go have another beer. But 107.89 tonight, Brooks was great. Shangoon was a plus 27 tonight. Give me your thoughts. Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Because if you want to go there, I'll go with you. Jalen Green was a plus 26 tonight, and Jalen Green was awful tonight.
But Jalen Green wasn't hit. Like, Jalen Green was given looks, and Jalen Green was struggling tonight. And yes, plus minus isn't everything. But yeah,
he was what he was. Shangoon was 15-9 tonight. That's what he is.
And six assists. Let's not forget that part either, Mike.
He had six assists.
The way that he's able to, like, he's one of the better passing bigs in the league. And, you know, you could argue that Sabonis is arguably his comp at this point in his career. Sabonis is obviously a step or two ahead of Shangoon, but Alpi's only 21 years old.
No doubt.
If he's here at 21, a couple steps behind Sabonis, where will he be 5 years down the line? You know, Shangoon's just, like, he's here for the long term. He really is. And yes, we can talk about how he's not the best defender in the world, but he's too much. He has too much value on the offensive end to.
There's no doubt. I do want to get, and yes, I hear you. And watching him in person tonight, Jeremy, I did have those thoughts. You know, being there and watching him versus on TV is a lot different. He's got to get stronger.
And he will.
And he will. No. I'm not saying he won't. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but right now, he still gets bodied way too much defensively. But like you said, he is a very important piece offensively. A lot of things run through him. So I did want to point that out. Defensively, there were times tonight where I was like, Jesus, like, really? Again? But offensively, you're right. Seeing the way it works in person, it gave me a newfound appreciation for how good he is offensively. I will tell you this, for a second game in a row, he only played 5 minutes tonight, but the momentum turned when they put Jeff Green in the game tonight. I don't know why, but this is now the second game in a row, Jeremy, where they've played Jeff Green, and him being on the floor is a good pick-me-up for this roster. I don't know why yet. It's still so early in the season, but did you notice that they were floundering offensively there and Sacramento got back in the game? They put Jeff Green in because he was playing alongside Jock Landale. This was Landale's best game of the year so far, the early year the early part of the season as well. Mm-hmm. He made, I know he wasn't big in the box score. He didn't score. He had three assists and he had three rebounds. Liked what I saw from Landale, but Jeff Green gets another shout out from me tonight.
Yeah, you know, Jeff Green and Jock Landale are not going to be the guys that are making those dents in the box score. If they are, that's a problem, because the guys that should be making a dent in the box score is everyone else you're paying.
Of course.
But they are glue guys, and they are, you know, veterans that this team has desperately needed over the past couple of years. And that's what the Rockets set out to do this offseason. And I know we were talking, you know, during the game a little bit in the first half with Landale. You're like, Jock Landale not doing very good. And I told you, Mike, I said, I'm going to pull up my exact words. It's early, but he's left something to be desired for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's early. And that's the thing with this team. We are still only five games into the season. So there's still a lot of basketball left to be played. Still not enough to, like, really generate any kind of sample size with this, like, any kind of patterns with this group. Like, yes, like, maybe something small here and there, like maybe with Jeff Green. Like, you know, Jeff Green does bring big energy when he comes off the bench, and he's able to put his other players alongside him in good positions to be able to succeed. But, you know, it is still very early for the Rockets. And, you know, Tari Eason's coming back in the next couple of games, hopefully. So, you know, that could change things. Amen Thompson wasn't playing tonight, so that obviously hurts. You know, I was curious to see how Ime was going to adjust after Amen's injury. And I think this wasn't a huge surprise, Mike, that he goes with Aaron Holiday. You know, he put in Aaron Holiday in the second half of Wednesday's game, and he played pretty well, all things considered, in his small little, I think, like 10-minute stretch. Tonight he gets 19 minutes, and again, he's another player. Like, even though he doesn't make much of an impact in the box score, he's able to set up his teammates nicely.
He had three rebounds tonight. He didn't have any assists. He doesn't pass the eye test for me personally. You don't have any other options, though. That's the other thing, is that
you do have options.
Well, okay,
you do have options, but as someone who, like, if you're looking, because the thing with this is, like, with a man is like a 6'7", you know, he can play the 1, 2, 3, or even probably the 4. You're probably not going to see
him. I'm talking about in his absence.
Because he can play multiple positions, you do have options. You know, you can play Aaron Holiday in those minutes. You can also play Cam Whitmore in those minutes. And it seems like he didn't do that tonight. But who knows if that will change down the line. You know, Amen Thompson is going to be out a few weeks. So maybe we'll see some Cam Whitmore action through these minutes here. Reggie Bullock's another option that you could go with, but it doesn't seem like, you know, he didn't play at all tonight. So I would say, you know, Aaron Holiday, like, I like the idea of having these veterans out there who are not going to make mistakes and are not going to, like, go helter-skelter, and they don't need the ball in their hands. That's another big thing, Mike, is, like, all these guys, Landale, Jeff Green, Aaron Holiday, they don't need the ball in their hands. So when they're on the floor with Jalen Green or Fred or Şengün, the ball can go in their hands, and they can go and do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, the other guy... That the Reggie Bullock thing is interesting to me. I know he struggled early, and no, I'm not bringing up his name because he and I went to the same school. Nate Hinton's another guy that has always intrigued me for this team, because he's one of those try hard kind of guys. And I also think, look, the Rockets tonight, 13 of 36 from the 3-point line, 36.1%. Jabari was 3 of 6. Dylan Brooks was 2 of 4 from the 3-point line. Fred Van Fleet had 14 3-point attempts. He had a lot of shots tonight. And it's crazy because without Fox, the Kings are dead. Without Tari Eason and without Amen Thompson, the Rockets are still okay.
But that second unit does take a lot.
It does.
You know, There's no real creator in that second unit.
Yeah. I thought Jayshon Tate played well tonight. Norman Thompson. I thought Jayshon Tate played well tonight too, speaking of the second unit. I thought Jayshon, he played his tail off defensively. He hit a couple big threes.
Jayshon was the only player to really score off the bench.
Yeah, Jayshon had 11. Yeah, I mean, you only have 3 other points between Jermaine Samuels.
Subtract Jeff Green's free throw and Jermaine Samuels' garbage time.
Yeah, those were the only points.
Yeah, so that I could see that becoming issue against a team that is a little bit more at full strength than the Kings that we saw tonight. But
that's why I bring up Cam Whitmore. You brought up Whitmore and I brought up Nate Hinton. It's just two names to keep an eye on because I think Udoka is going to look at that box score and he's going to say, we need some firepower. We need some.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. That second unit is missing a Kevin Porter Jr.
Amen Thompson would have solved that problem.
Exactly. No, I'm just saying with the way that the roster is right now at this moment,
yes,
they're missing that Lou Williams type of guy.
I would say that Cam Whitmore gets an opportunity before Nate Hinton.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, Nate's on a two-way deal, so you know, the G League season starting up soon. It's probably like in a week or two, I think. So I would say that you know, Nate's probably gonna get more like run in the G League, and then you know they'll go from there. They probably don't want to play him now for him just to get hurt and then miss some G League action when he can really get some run in.
Agreed.
I would say that. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, look, the Rockets had – they only gave up 89 points tonight. And that's a big – like, that's big. That's like, that's not the Rockets that we're used to, right? We're used to at least 110. And to hold a team under 90, especially a team like the Kings, who are very stout offensively. Yes, De'Aaron Fox didn't play. Yes, there may be an asterisk on this game. But – that is still an NBA team on the other side of the floor, and you held them to 90 points. You got to play who's in front of you, and the Rockets did that tonight. And you got to give them credit when credit's due. And Rockets got a win, and they played, and the defense was there. They pulled away.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Late, excuse me, I can't even talk tonight. They came in the clutch.
You're so excited.
I know. I'm speechless.
Yeah, right. Well, they played well. They got to watch their minutes, though. Like we just talked about, Jabari played 35 minutes. Brooks played 38. Shengun played 34. Fred Van Fleet, 36. And Jalen Green, 36.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've only
a lot of minutes
since Sunday.
Yeah.
So they were, and they are shorthanded. So, like, that's to be expected. But, you know, as the Rockets schedule, you know, gets a little bit, you know, more crowded here next week, I could totally see that being an issue, you know, with these games down the line. They play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. So they're playing every other day for the next week or so.
Our guy Jake checking in.
Jake
from down under.
Glad to hear you from you,
Jake. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
My guy. The other thing, the second straight night, man, 11 turnovers. That's a good number.
Yes.
That's a really good number for the Rockets. If they can keep it under 13, is that number that I look at. I'm like, if they're under 13 turnovers, they're doing something right. And that's something I noticed tonight at the game, that they're taking care of the ball. And really, with only one real point guard, because Holiday to me is more of a two than he is a one. I don't think of him as like a traditional point guard, but with only one real point guard, Fred VanVleet is the real deal, dude. That dude can play.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Him and Brooks. Brooks is my guy. I love me some Dylan Brooks.
Love that Dylan Brooks has made an impact really early.
Immediately.
It's you know, and Fred deserves some credit too. You know, the reason why those turnover numbers have been low is because of Fred VanVleet. You know, he's taking care of the ball and he's taking and that is huge. Like if you're 20 turnovers a game, you're sending the other team in transition 20 times a game.
Totally agree.
And hypothetically you score on half of those or more than half of those, or you get fouled and you got to go to the free throw line to go score. But with the Rocket, like, and that those numbers add up. They add up in a game, and it turns in it, like, it can be the difference between a 5-point game, a 10-point game, 15-point game. It really can. Just a couple of turnovers. And the Rockets are, if they are going from like 17 a game, like where they were last year or so, to 13, like that's arguably like less, that's 8 points less.
Yeah.
And if you look at how many games the Rockets lost last year by that amount, that could be a sign of how many more games they'll win this season. I'm curious. Maybe we can do some math experiment here. I'm going to look into that. Mike, are you there? Seems like Mike's frozen. We'll see if we can get that handled. But yeah, let me try to do this. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're frozen for a bit.
Yeah, sorry.
You're thawed.
I'm good. Good to go.
But yeah, so let me I'm gonna look into this a little bit more. Okay. Turnovers per game for last year. Rockets had the Rockets were at 16.2 turnovers a game.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we go to 2023-24.
They gotta be hovering somewhere around 10 or 11.
They're at 14.
Okay. So they had a decent number in their first
okay,
couple of games.
So yeah, from 14.4 to 16.2, that's two turnovers a game. That's two less turnovers per game.
That's, I mean, that you're talking about potentially four to six points a game.
Yeah, just say 5 points. Just around.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
All right. Let me see how many games the Rockets played last year that they lost by five or less.
It wasn't that many because they were god awful last year.
This is true.
I mean that number is not going to be huge. Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I gotta tell you.
Let's see. Let me look into it a little bit further.
While you look up that up, Jeremy, it is Ryan brings up a good point. Victor Wembanyama, monster.
Oh, Vic's crazy.
I mean, what he did, that dunk that he had in that Phoenix game was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting, like, to think about what Vic would look like on this team, because you still would have gotten Fred VanVleet. You still would have gotten Brooks. I don't think anything else would have changed. You probably don't go after Jock Landale, but you still would have gone after Brooks and Fred VanVleet. You had Victor Wembanyama to the mix with Jalen and Jabari. Ooh, filthy. Mm-hmm. Filthy Jeremy Brenner.
All right, so I've got it pulled up here. Let me get this. Okay, I lost it for a sec, but I'm gonna look this up.
While you were continuing to do that, looking ahead at next week, Rockets fans, we look at the next couple games for the Rockets. Jeremy mentioned we play Sacramento again on Monday. I wonder if De'Aaron Fox is going to be playing in that game. But the next four games are at home: Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Sacramento, Lakers, Pelicans, and the Denver Nuggets.
All right, Mike, I've got some numbers for you.
Jeremy, if I wasn't sitting in a chair, I would be ready to be taken off my feet.
All right. So I'm gonna like kind of deliver it in a different way. All right.
Okay.
So we're not gonna go with five. We're gonna go with eight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Eight's the magic number here. So we're looking at hypothetically three less turnovers a game. All right. Mm-hmm. If the Rockets can go from 16.2 turnovers a game to 13.2, last year's Rockets lost 20 games by 8 points or fewer.
Nice.
So if you turn those 20 losses into wins, you're over 500.
Yeah. Now, you... It's impossible.
I just solved the Rockets. I'm a rocket scientist, Mike.
You're, first of all, Jeremy, yes, you are.
Thank you.
What did he say?
Someone finally realizes it around.
What did Harry Potter? You're a wizard, Harry. yeah, I mean, look, when you turn the ball over less, you're going to win more games. There's no doubt. And I do want to spend the last, like, 5 minutes of the show talking about going to a Rockets game, because I do feel like a lot of our listeners – you would benefit from this information. I gotta tell you, Jeremy.
Give me the scoop.
Okay, so what do you want? You want a grade like A to F? Like, well, what do you want?
This? We talked a little bit about like there's things that are different this year versus last year. So there's only been two or three Rockets games at Toyota Center this year. So tell the listeners who may be looking to go to a Rockets game this year that haven't been yet. What they can expect that's a little bit different than a year ago.
It's more expensive.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's definitely like they have more upscale dining options now at Toyota Center. Ooh. And they have this like cocktail list that got posted on Twitter. Ooh. It's $30 for an old fashioned.
Yeah, that's too much for me.
Yeah, like they have spiked lemonade that they're charging $15 for. You pay $12 for refillable soda. You get to keep this really awful looking souvenir cup. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, Jeremy, because I went to so many games when Harden was here, like during the
Harden era. Yeah,
the Harden era. Pops and I had a half season ticket package. We were going a couple times a week.
Nice.
Now, I got to tell you, like, first of all, the in-game entertainment was not good tonight. Like, it just, the music was way too loud. And like, when I say too loud, I'm not like, oh, it's too loud at the game. No, like, it's legit. Like, something is wrong with the speakers.
Like, you can't have a conversation to the guy next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it felt, the word to me is gimmicky. Like, it's, they're trying to be fun and trying to push fun, but because they're at a sporting event, they're trying to push that fun on you. Like, it just, it's you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
I was also at an NBA game tonight. So like, I'm also in that zone.
Yeah.
But I've also, you know, I've been to a lot of Magic games in the last couple of years because
do you like them? I mean, is it?
It's a fun experience. Yeah. I do enjoy look, I used to work with the Orlando Magic organization itself.
Yeah.
And I worked in fan support. So like I get this. Like,
yeah, we're here.
Speaking my language a little bit. But then, you know, I moved away from them once I started covering the Magic. So I would get a press pass instead of, you know, going to the game for work. But yeah, I mean, like, I get what you're saying. Like, it's expensive to go to NBA games now. Like, there was a study that I read about. Axios came up with it. It was like 4 tickets, 2 beers, 2 sodas, 4 hot dogs, parking pass. And these ticket and the 4 tickets are the cheapest possible in the arena. Guess how much it costs for all of that to go to a New York Knicks game?
Oh, I mean, it's 400, 500 bucks. No, it's probably more than that. It's probably like 800 to $1,000. Yeah. 800 is about right.
To go to a freaking game. It's
yeah.
It's like a month's rent.
Yeah, it's
crazy. And look, New York is New York, and obviously, like, that's, you know,
it's not here though. Yeah, like here, like this is the perfect. And Pops was at the game tonight. Sterile is the right word for it.
Sterile.
Yeah. Well, it's.
It you are not telling our listeners very well on this.
Well, listen.
I'm good about the game.
I mean, the Rockets winning. You know, like what was good about it, honestly, Jeremy. As weird as it sounds, like the company was great. Like, got to spend time with Pops and Brent. Like, that was fun.
Shout out Brent. Pop.
Yeah. Like, that was fun.
You are the reason why the Rockets game was enjoyable tonight.
I'll be honest with you. I hate the new City Connect jerseys. Hate them. I don't like them.
They didn't wear them tonight, though.
I know, but that. So, like, the team store.
The H-Town. Yeah. The Five Slam Pajama.
As weird as this sounds, Jeremy, like, that should just tug at my heartstrings. I didn't like it.
You know what I like though?
Signature at the bottom.
I like the spaceman.
Yeah, see,
I love the spaceman, and I think they should keep it. I love the spaceman. I think it's so. I think it's cute. I think it's great, and it's like cheesy, but not just like a little bit, just enough, like.
But you're also talking to somebody, ketchup and mustard. Just go back when they won the title. Go back to those. Don't pass go. You don't need to collect $200. Just go back to those.
Ketchup, mustard, spaceman.
The spaceman, though, I will say this, because you know me. I'm a hat guy. Like, I'm a hat, t-shirt, all that stuff.
Yes.
It looks awful on a hat. Like, they totally missed it.
You should just get the helmet.
Yeah, you know what? Just put all the Rockets players, in helmets playing the, you know,
yes,
when they need it.
Yes. Just,
I'm going
to
be
and
like.
And then zero gravity. Yeah, just go from one end of the floor to the other.
Yeah, Dream Shake, fans first. You're listening to the show. Go to the Rockets games, no doubt. But for me, like you and I, because my background's in hospitality, so I think about these things. Like I think about, like when we parking's more expensive. When you walk from your car to the stadium, like there's no lighting near the stadium. Like you're walking down like a dark, like tunnel, it feels like almost like to get from the parking lots. Like it just, they're missing the mark on some things. And the new DJ in the stadium was goofy and weird. It just, I don't know, man. Like it, honestly, like on a scale of A to F, like the fan experience was a C+ at best tonight. And it could be just me.
How was the crowd?
Crowd was solid. I was shocked, Jeremy. I'll be honest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
I was shocked. I thought it wasn't going to be as full. It is a Saturday night, and the Texans play tomorrow. I'll be at the Texans-Buccaneers game tomorrow. And the Astros are done, so it does make sense. But it was full. It was full. It was near a sellout tonight.
It says right here, I'm looking at ESPN, it says it was a sellout tonight.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to see.
It felt like a sellout.
But now we may no longer have a sellout again because you've just told all of our listeners to never go to a game.
First of all, I did not. What I said was
C+ entertainment.
What I said was go to the games. I did not have an enjoyable experience.
You're like Keith Lee. You're like, I did not like this, but that does not mean you that is your opinion. My opinion is my opinion. You can go for yourself and figure it out yourself.
I did pay $17 for a brisket mac and cheese that
actually sounds pretty well priced.
Yeah, and they did like a potato chip crumble on the top. I'm like, why? No.
Why not?
Because you don't need a potato chip crumble on a brisket mac and cheese.
But I think you do now. Like, Jeremy, I can't imagine my brisket mac and cheese without that potato chip crumble anymore.
You know what you don't need? You don't need that. That's what you don't need. It's a brisket mac and cheese. It's enough.
Shout out to Trevor with the Keith Lee.
Trevor's
I love good Keith Lee. Do you know Keith Lee, Mike?
I'm vaguely familiar with
him. Go watch some Keith Lee. He is fantastic.
You know what? I will. But you know what I can't deal with? Another loss by the Rockets this season, because they are on a two-game winning streak. Basically, Jeremy, I did have a joke before we wrap the show up. I was sitting there, and as we get down towards the end of the game, I look at Dad and I go, we should go talk to a ticket rep about booking NBA Finals tickets. And the guy in front of me like turns around and he goes, are you serious? I was like, no.
Was it the Kings fan?
No, it wasn't. It was like, I said, no, like, I'm totally kidding. Like, relax, guy. Like, you'll be fine. But
you know what? Hey, they still have a chance to achieve the greatest regular season record in NBA history. They're only, they only have a couple more losses to sacrifice, but
yeah, I know.
Still possible. 74-8. Here we come.
Winning cures everything. 2017 was a blast when they were 60.
It's true. And that's, the moves that they made this offseason are the crowd tonight is a result of that. And I think that, are willing to sacrifice the Michael Brown C+ grade for the in-game experience. Go support a Rocket.
Two celebrities were there tonight. One was Tillman Fertitta, who owns the Rockets. The other was the most awkward celebrity sighting at a Rockets game ever. And when this guy popped up on the screen, Pops and I both look at each other and we both gave a middle finger to this guy on the screen. It was Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh was there.
And the Rockets like made a thing about it. Like, look who's here tonight. Chris Bosh. And Pops and I both look at each other. I was like, yeah, you mean the same Chris Bosh that threw his middle finger up at us in free agency? No, I will not celebrate him being at the Rockets game sitting courtside. No, I will not treat him as a celebrity. Like, he got the same treatment as if he was like J.J. Watt or Andre Johnson. I'm like, first of all,
BS.
He has no ties to the city, and he screwed us
almost
over.
You remember when he almost came here?
No, Jeremy, that's what I'm saying, is that Pops and I both look at each other. We're like, who's this buffoon that decided to put this guy? He's a Jag. He's just another guy.
Who was the Magic Lakers team tonight?
Guy Fieri.
Some Jacksonville Jaguars. But also,
yes,
New York Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, like
that was confusing to me too. I was like, huh?
I do play this game at sporting events, spotting the most out there jersey that somebody wears to a sporting event.
So who won that tonight?
I gotta think. Honestly, it was probably the guy sitting in front of us wearing a old school Mike Bibby jersey.
Ooh, that's nice. That's nice. Play that game, Mike, and go to Las Vegas Summer League.
Oh my God, of course. No, the
Las Vegas Summer League was like jersey heaven.
The what's it called? I saw like a 9-year-old wearing a Kevin Porter Jr. jersey tonight, so that was interesting. Okay, I did for 2 seconds see a guy wearing a Yao Ming jersey. I wanted to boo him. But I didn't. I refrained. No, listen, Jeremy, this is called progress.
Oh, because you didn't boo
a Rockets legend.
Wow. You know what? I'm so proud of you, Mike.
You know what? You're welcome. This has honestly been like one of my favorite shows that have done. This is fun. See,
is that what winning does for us?
Oh, oh my God. It's so good.
It's amazing.
This is the Kiss of Death podcast, the number one Rockets podcast, Fans First Sports Network. We will be back live with all of you beautiful people Monday night after the Rockets play the Kings again and win again and move their winning streak to three games. We will talk to you guys after that game. I'm Mike Brown. That's Jeremy Brenner. You can follow Jeremy Brenner on Twitter at
Jeremy Brenner, J-E-R-E-M-Y-B-R-E. NER, be sure to follow the podcast on Twitter at Rockets FFSN because we are the home of all things Houston Rockets at the Fan First Sports Network. And if you'd like to follow my co-pilot, Michael Brown, you can also do so at
Mike Brown underscore 2020. Real quick, guys, help me pick whose jersey I'm buying this season.
Dylan Brooks.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mike almost bought one. He didn't. So you got to buy it now, Ryan.
Can we tell him to buy a Boban Marjanovic jersey or no?
Yeah, sure.
We miss Jake, absolutely.
We miss all of y'all.
Boban Marjanovic, Nate Hinton. I would not buy a Jock Landale jersey.
Jermaine Samuels.
Okay. You know what? On the count of three, Jeremy, give me your most random Houston Rocket that you can name. Not like all-time great. Don't give me Calvin Murphy. Give me an off-the-wall Houston Rocket that you did not think you would say this man's name today. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hostess Papanikolaou. Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to go. It's not, he's not a cookie. He's not a cracker. He's Von Wafer.
Von Wafer.
Pete Chilcutt.
Pete Chilcutt. Wow, that's a pull.
No comment. Man. I'm leaning hard. You know what? Do your thing. We'll talk with you guys on Monday. And until next time, Rockets fans, go Rockets.